Brahmavadi can come in the touch of a very pure Vaishnava, he can be turned into that. To show this, he played a role as a Brahmavadi, but actually he was the parrot of Sri Srimati Radhika. I will describe another time.
I heard also that when Ramananda Roy saw the combined form of Radha and Krishna from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at that time he fainted.
So we will describe this, why he fainted. Because he has seen Srimati Radhika, he has seen Krishna, he has seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he was not fainted. But why he fainted, we will explain. Very good question. Perhaps Gaur Govind Maharaj has given in his new book.
Yes, but you said also something else.
Same thing in
different
new
package.
Bottle.
Different angle.
From different angle.
Bottles, white, red, yellow, maybe, but the same thing in that bottle.
Means
A means no. No roop. A roop means no roop. What man like? Like no roop. But here Prabhupada Sarvam Bhartacharya derived the meaning of this, that Krishna has no roop. Like no roop Krishna is. Arthat, he has no roop at all. He has no form, no shape, no quality, no attribute, no shakti, nothing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, no, you have not understanding this meaning. The meaning is not that. If a man has no shape, any matter has no shape, no? Like this, it has no shape. But how we can give any instance? If it has no roop, no shape, no quality, nothing, it is like a zero. No? You know, a sky is zero, nothing. What we see, it is the very dense air we see. Not we are seeing a sky. A sky is not we are seeing. These are a cloud, or these are the thickness of air we are seeing, but not a sky. A sky is zero. So if Krishna is like a sky, what are the qualities of Krishna? Nothing. So anyone cannot be arupavata, no roop. Everything has some shape. You know that water is, we are seeing water, but scientists have told that water is no shape, no color, water has no attributes, no taste, but we see that water has shape. Because we are saying, if there is no shape, we cannot see. But we cannot define, because if it is given in a pot, if it is given in a river, like river, if you give in a little pot, water is in that shape. Anything, any pot, what pot is like, water takes the shape of that thing. But water is his shape, we cannot define, because it has so many shapes. Water has taste, its own taste. But when it's mixed in the earth anywhere, then it becomes some salt, some sweet, some other tastes. But water is taste. Water is without tasteless is not. But scientists cannot define what is the taste of that. Water has also quality. Without water we cannot live. So it has quality, it is not qualityless. But scientists cannot
define
what is the shape, what is the taste, what is the color. It takes the color of earth where water comes from earth. So we cannot define. So we cannot define water. How we can define Krishna, who can take all kinds of shape, all kinds of taste, all kinds of qualities and everything? There is a cause and action theory, you should know. Without cause, any shape, anything cannot come. From mango seeds, only mango can come. From any seed, the same kind of tree, same kind of fruit, same kinds of leaves, and all will come. The root of this whole world, the seed is himself Krishna. From Krishna, everything has come out. We are seeing so many shapes. If they are all not in cause, that is in Krishna, how they can come? There must be in cause that thing. And if in cause this is not, then it will not come. Like there is a bamboo tree, the seed of bamboo, or seed of any other fruit, apple, you know. From this seed of apple, mango will not come. What is in cause, that can come. There are so many seeds. Mango, you know, tetrine, you know, neem, very
bitter.
You have seed of
orange,
and many things. You put it on the bank of a Rhine, you know, here. Water is the same. Water is given. Same water in all kinds of seed. Same earth is there. Same air is coming there. Same sun is giving his light. Everything is the same. But in each kind of seeds, separate kinds. From mango will come. From neem tree will come. So bitter, mango so sweet. So different kinds of will come. Whether one water is given, but all will be innocent. So here we see that if anything is not root, the potency is not in the seed, no new thing will come. There must be some potency. So Krishna has all kinds of potency in him, all shapes, all qualities, everything in him. And from then we see that men, women, children, ashes, peahawks, peahen, so many things are coming from. So all shapes are in Krishna. So all are coming from Krishna. So Krishna is not shapeless. Seeing this, hearing this, Bhattacharya was at once turned. And he saw this. So Krishna is not Arupavat, but he is Rupa, not Vata. There is not second thing like Krishna. So it has been told in Sutra. If you knew Hindi or Sanskrit, I could have been explained more. But now we should go and take prasadam, because doctor have warned me not to speak so much. And prasadam is ready. Prasadam is Krishna. Prasadam is waiting for us, so we should go and serve at first. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Nitai Gauranga.
কিন্তু প্রভৌর্য প্রিয়ৈব তস্য বন্দে গুরুষু হু উইল ট্রাই টু এক্সপ্লেইন দিস অ্যানিমাল ইউ ক্যান এক্সপ্লেইন
হরি
হরি ট্রেন মিন্স হরি ত্ব নট হরি হরি ত্ব হি হ্যাজ হোয়াট দি ভার্চুজ অফ হরি হি হ্যাজ The virtues of Hari Krishna. He has, but himself not Hari. This is called Hari Trina. What virtues he has, what qualification he has from Hari, like Hari, whole mercy of Krishna combined has become Gurudev.
Krishna
is so merciful. Gurudev is more merciful. He is like Hari, but he is Haritva, he has Haritva, means qualification like Hari, so generous. He is so merciful. If Krishna will do mercy upon anyone in the shape of Guru, he will have to come. Others he cannot do. Krishna does not know the sufferings of these beings and conditioned souls, always playing in Braja, Vrindavan, playing in Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, always playing in Arash under Bansibat, Kadamba tree. So he never does not know the sufferings of all the beings here. Like a king, living in Amsterdam, he cannot know a villager's suffering who is living very, very far away from king. But he will hear through his proper channels. He has so many channels that he can know. So the proper channel is Gurudev. Gurudev will tell, you should be merciful to that. He has taken your shelter, and knowing that I am your servant, he has taken my shelter, so you should be pleased to him. Then Krishna, yes, I am doing so. Sharanga Sharanagati Haive Jahar Tahar Prathna Sune Sri Nanda Kumar. Those who have adopted six principles of Saranagati, then enchanting so much, then Krishna will have kripa to them. Otherwise, no. So, the Gurudev, Rashik as Srimati Radhika, as Krishna. He is so much Siddhantvid, he knows so much Siddhant, Abhakti Siddhant, Rasa Siddhant, Krishna Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, everything, like Krishna. He is so merciful as Krishna and Srimati Radhika. He is so generous as Krishna. So having all the qualities like Krishna, but not so much like Krishna, but yet knowing. It is called Haritva. Right? So Haritvena, all Shastra has told that he is Hari, direct Sakshat Haritvena, but not Hari. Most obedient and most suitable servant of Krishna. Not servant, friend, bosom friend, not bosom friend. Also like father and mother, like Nanda and Yashoda. Also more than that, like gopis, in all gopis. Rup Manjari, like Rup Manjari. He is in line of Rup Manjari. So, Sakshat Haritvena, Samasta Shastra, Ruptas Tatha Bhav Vyata Eva Sadhvi, all Shastra has told. And also Sadhvi, Sadhvi means, all realized souls have told like this, devotees have told everywhere. Kintu Prabhurya Opiya Eva Tasya. But yet he is the servant of Krishna. He is most dear. He is Prestha. Namong Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale. Prishthaya. Prishthaya means very near and dear to Krishna. Very beloved to Krishna. Especially to Srimati Radhika. This is the symptom of Guru. So we should know that he is Haritva. He has having the qualities of Hari, but yet he is not Hari. He is Ashraya Vigraha. Krishna is Vishaya Vigraha. Understand this? What is Ashraya and what is Vishaya? Krishna is the Vishaya of praying, love, affection. And Srimati Radhika is the best Ashraya of this prayer. So Gurudev is also like this, Ashraya. And Ashraman, servant word is not good, but yet there is no word in English, equivalent word. So you should use.
I heard that Vishai means that the one is to giving refuge, and the other is, the Vishai is the one who is giving refuge. If one taking refuge, one has to give refuge.
I'm not understanding the
refuge.
What
refuge.
Is?
Shelter.
Shelter. The shelter giving personality.
But
is
you should know that sometimes Krishna Vishai becomes Ashraya. When Srimati Radhika is telling that you should massage my feet and color my dish, then Radhika becomes Vishaya of prem and Krishna becomes Ashraya. And that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being Krishna, he became Ashraya in this Gaur birth. No? Mm-hmm. He is now Ashraya, not Vishaya. Like so. Here, Srimati Radhika is Vishaya of prem, because Krishna is adopting that thing, method and mood of Srimati Radhika, and wants to test Krishna. Krishna is himself Krishna, but now he wants to forget it and know that I am Srimati Radhika. In Raya Ramananda Sambhad, it has clearly shown all these things. The book, newly printed by Gaur Govinda Maharaj, he has tried to give something about this also. Then, any kirtan should be done. Who will do? There are so many
Anantaram.
Good kirtaniya.
Anantaram.
Anantaram should do.
Yes, he has guitar.
Guitar.
Can do guitar.
Guitar and also harmonium.
Yes.
Suparna Prabhu can come here. Where is he? He has gone outside.
Suparna?
No.
Suparna. Oh, you should bring harmonium. Or he can do. And I think that in the line of Prabhupada, we will take 108 mardangas. And so many kartal doing all Hari Bol. I like this. When I was young, I used to dance so hours and doing kirtan myself, about 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours in parikrama doing all kirtan. But growing old, I left all these things. But I want to hear good kirtan.
We're so lucky here, Gurudev and Mathura. We never get to hear your kirtan. You're never singing there. Here you're singing so much.
I'm singing and I'm getting energy. Then this song, kirtan.
You.
Anyone not ill?
No.
You would not have
you?
Well, I think it's better if you are here. You should do it.
In your presence, we cannot speak.
In the Hari Bhakti Vilas, it is said if the spiritual master is next to somebody in the room, so the disciple has to be quiet.
But if the spiritual master tells that, you should explain that.
Well, in the first verse, it is said that
somebody short. If anyone tells, here anyone, Rupa Goswami is begging the mercy of Srimati Radhika, not to Krishna, begging mercy of Srimati Radhika, because she is the Palladashi of Srimati Radhika. So he wants that Srimati Radhika be pleased with me. And if Krishna will smell that I am the dashi of Srimati Radhika, he will come and he will give shower of mercy as a rain. Automatically he will give. Because she knows that Krishna is a Radhikar. Radhikar Krishna means Krishna is of Radhika. Not Radhika is not of Krishna. But Krishna is controlled by Radhika, and he sometimes goes to Radha Kund and begs mercy of Srimati Radhika when she is in Man. No? He takes bath in Radha Kund 3 times and praying always, you should have mercy upon me. So if anyone wants to please Srimati Radhika, he should tell her that you are most dearest of Sri Krishna. Madhava Daite. Daite means so much beloved to Krishna. This, when she will see, she automatically she will melt and she will surely have mercy upon that person. Who is Radhika? He's telling, Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite. In this world, Mahite means very beautiful, Shrestha among all.
Best
among all Sakhi. In Gokul, there are Ashta Sakhi, and after that, Shyamala, Bhadra, Sakhi, also Chandravali, Padma and Shabda. There are most beautiful and so qualified Sakhi. Among them, two are most.
Chandravali and Radhika.
Chandravali and Radhika. Most. They are supreme. And among them, Srimati Radhika is most dearest to Krishna. In whole Brajamandal, Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite. Mandal means all gopis assembled there. And Mahite man, more superiorest among them. Taruni means beautiful Sukumari or Kishoris in Vrindavan. All are most beautiful, more than Lakshmi. More. And among them, Srimati Radhika is superior to all. More beautiful than Krishna, that he can control Krishna also. And he stills the heart. Krishna does not know when he has stolen my heart. But he is saying that, where is my heart? he searches in his pockets, here and there, in heart. So Radhika is best among them. Mandala Mahite, Gokula Taruni. Taruni means Kishoris among Gokul, in Gokul. He is best among all. Damodara Rati Vardhana Veshe. How he is so beautiful. And after that he has decorated by Vishakha and Lalita, and himself by Krishna decorated. Her hair decorated by Krishna himself. He had given flowers here. Krishna has given kajal here. Lalita is doing shringar of Srimati Radhika. Vishakha is doing from top to head. And she increases the affection of Krishna towards her. Rati means prem, sneh, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, rudbhav, adirudbhav, all these things. This is called the rati, not that rati bhav. In sadhan, prem when is coming, the shadow of prem is coming, then it is called the rati or bhav. But here it is not told about that rati, flowed down in this world. And this rati, up to Mahabhav, Rur, Adirud, Mahabhav, and so on. Without that, anyone cannot control Krishna. So by Daira Rati, Vardhana Veshe, increasing and developing Krishna prem towards Radhika. Vardhana Veshe. And he will not forget or cannot give up Srimati Radhika for a moment. So, Damodara Rati Vardhana Veshe. Who is Damodar here? You know Damodar? Manish Jasoda?
No.
Tightened? So, with a wooden pot. And that is how he is called Damodar. But not Das Damodar. In Ras, Krishna disappeared. And then Gopi's song began to song. Gopi Geet. Jayati te dhikam janmana braja sarate indira swasadatrahi daita deshata dechutavaka svaidhita sava swang vichinvati. Very beautiful is this song. Krishna melted and at once came down there. At that time he became like Manmath. He was smiling, but at the same time he was ashamed by Gopi that I have not did so good. I have disappeared in the
middle of the road.
So Gopis came, Lalita and Vishakha came and told Krishna that in the middle of Ras and being with Srimati Radhika, sometimes you disappear. So we will tighten you with Radhika. So they took the pitambar of and the orni of Srimati Radhika and they tightened their pitambar and that orni. Orni, you know?
Shawl.
What?
Shawl.
Together tightened. So that Krishna may not leave all gopis and Srimati Radhika. He cannot move an inch from Radhika. So he is Radha Damodar in Vrindavan. In Gokul he is Damodar. But in Vrindavan, you see, where Rupa Goswami Samadhi is there, he is Radha Damodar. Rupa Goswami has given this Radha Damodar to Jiva Goswami. So Damodara Rati Vardhana Veshe. You have made your singer so much attractive that Krishna becomes yours. You did not become her, his, but Krishna becomes yours. There are two things. I am of Krishna. Krishna is mine. What is better?
Krishna is mine.
Why? Here Krishna is controlled. And I am of Krishna, this is the mood of Chandravan. And Srimati Radhika's mood is that Krishna is mine. What he will tell, he will avow. He is bound to be. Okay. So, Damodara Rati Vardhana Veshe Hari Niskuta Vrinda Vipinese. Hari Niskut. Niskut means? Niskut means Bagan, Phulwari.
Garden.
Beautiful garden like Vrindavan. Vrindavan is garden of Krishna. So many good flowers like gopis. are buzzing there. And Krishna like a bee hammering everywhere. No? So Vrindavan is garden. Who is the nourishing mani Mali? Mali
gardener.
Gardener? Vrinda Devi is gardener. This garden belongs to Vrinda, but he gave it to Srimati Radhika. So it is called now Vrindavan, Vrindavaneshwari Radhika, Vrindavaneshwar Krishna. Then Damodara Rati Vardhana Veshe Hari Nishkuta Vrinda Vipineshe. Hari Nishkuta Vrinda Vipineshe. Vipin Ishe, you are Vrindavaneshwari. You are the master of whole Vrindavan, whole Braja. You can order Vrinda and he will do everything in a moment. So many groups, beautiful, so many things he will do, and he will serve, she will serve Krishna and Radhika. So, Vrinda Vipi Neshe, you are the master. You are the, what, master? Master is master. You are the master of Vrindavan. Who is the Bagan?
Gardener.
Garden of Krishna. Vishvabhanu Udadi Navasasi Leke. Vishvabhanu Dadi, not the card of Vishvabhanu, no. In India, so many persons know that Vishvabhanu Dadi. Dadi means card, Vishvabhanu's Dadi. No. Vishvabhanu Udadi. Vishvabhanu heart is like Udadi,
ocean.
Means like
ocean,
endless, deepless ocean, so much deep. And as if Chandra, the Makhan of Chandra, is coming on from that ocean. So you are as a moon coming from the ocean. Ocean here, the affection of heart of Vishvabhanu Maharaj. From why it has been not told that you are the daughter of Kritika? Why? Because he went to take bath in Yamuna near Raval, and he saw that there are so many
lotus
flowers. And on that, in very morning, in Brahma Muhurta, at about 4 in night,
4:30,
she was doing like that, playing. Sometimes here, sometimes this here, and playing. And Vrishabhanu Maharaj saw, at once he was moved and took in his lap and came in his house and gave it to
Kritika
Devi. So Vrishabhanu Udadi, So she is more nearer to Vishvabhanu Maharaj than Kritika. Vishvabhanu Udadhi. Udadhi means she, ocean of Vishvabhanu. What is the ocean? Affection is the ocean. Where it is? In the heart of Vishvabhanu Maharaj. From there you are coming like very beautiful Purna Chandra.
Purna
moon. When? In Kartik month. Kartik means month, you know?
October.
The sky is so clear. Moon seems so clear. Not so warm, not so cold. Very beautiful season at that time. It is seen like kumkum, radisham. So, he are telling that Vrishabhanu Udadhi Navasasi Lekhe. Navasasi, new mani, new moon. Sasi. Lekhe. Lekhe mani, as eve. If moon is coming from ocean. Vrishabhanu Udadhi Navasasi Lekhe. Lalita Sakhi Guna Ramita Vishakhe. Lalita Sakhi, you are the Sakhi of Lalita. Lalita is your Sakhi. And by serving you all round, you are so much pragalbha. Pragalbha means?
Haughty.
She does not fear from anyone. Not also from Krishna. When Krishna comes to Srimati Radhika, she wants, oh, don't come here, otherwise I will see you. So Krishna fears him. Sometimes Radhika fears also from Krishna.
Lalita.
Lalita, Radha sometimes fear. When he does so much, and does not speak to Krishna, then he comes and creates Srimati Radhika. You should not do like this. At once you should do. And when Krishna has done anything wrong, he will rebuke Krishna also. The Lalita Shakhi Gunaramita Vishakhe. Gunaramit means all the qualities, qualifications are like Srimati Radhika Vishakha is Shakhi. They have come down to this earth same day. Their age are same. Qualities are same. Virtues are same. Beautiful, so beautiful both like the same. Most of them are so like. So, Lalita Sakhi, Guna Ramita Vishakhe. His all qualities has been gone into Vishakha. So Vishakha is so beautiful and so sweet like. Karunang Kurumai Karuna Bharite. I'm so hopeless. I have no qualities. I'm wretched. I'm stupid, nonsense.
Fallen.
I'm so fallen. So you should have your mercy upon me. I have no quality to have your mercy. But yet I want. I know that you are so merciful. Because persons like, devotees like Sanak, Sanandan, Sanat Kumar, these four brothers, always being in the age of five, no clothes, nothing, forgetting everything, always remembering Krishna, also telling Ashta Kaliya Lila to Narad, and Shankar has told them, so they know all these things. So they are qualified to explain the qualities of Srimati Radhika. So you are worshipable to them also. So I beg your mercy, that please you should give me mercy. A drop of mercy, a sprinkle, one, you should have mercy upon me, that I can serve conjugal. Now you should go there.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you. We should go there and we will do kirtan also and some harikatha there also. We should go there. And I think that we will, what is the time now?
6:30.
Within 8, we will finish all the program. Like Haridas Thakur, dancing so much. Gadadhar Pandit and Sarup Damodar and all were singing there. Srinivas was also dancing so much. Bakreshwar Pandit was dancing so much. And all the bhaks were immersed in ocean of Sankirtan. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
They forget their whereabouts, everything. Who I am, where I am, where is my body, nothing. Only Krishna and Radhe, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the midst, sometimes doing kirtan, sometimes rolling away in that courtyard with bhakta, touching the feet of bhakta, and bhakta are touching, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu like dancing, going here and there, and all bhakta are trying to take the feet dust of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking the feet dust of Advaita Acharya, Shivas Pandit, Nityananda Prabhu, and they were escaping, and also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu escaping, and rolling down the river, and crying, tears became mud there, and door was closed. From outside, none can guess that so good and sweet dancing and hearing, and kirtan of Harinam is going on. One Brahmin was so much eager to enter the room, but he could not enter. And he told that I'm giving course to all the dancers and especially to Nimai Pandit, that very soon you'll have to leave his wife, her mother, and everything, and he will have to go to forest. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted it.
Very happy.
Oh, it is very good. But all were so much worried for this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, like thus, that Ramchandra. And he went to forest for 14 years. And similarly, he went to forest. Why he went? Why he went? In Ram Leela, you have seen, there are two sides of praying. One meeting and other is separation. In Ram Leela, Krishna became Ram, Srimati Radhika became Sita. They went into forest. At last, Raman stole Sita and kept in Ashok when in Lanka. Ram, with the help of monkeys Sugriv and Hanuman and all others, invaded Lanka. He smashed Lanka, killed all demons. He made King Vibhishan. Vibhishan told that Sita is so much feeling separation from for you. You should call her. Told, yes, call her. Sugriv and others went to Ashok Vatika. You should be decorated and you should have singar and you should ride on palki. Palki?
Palakwani.
And it will take you to Ram. She said, no, I will not have any ornament. I will not do any singar. Just I am what I am, I will go there. Sit. She ride on palki and they went to Ram. Ram was crowded and surrounded by monkeys and all others. Lakshmana was there. Ram told, ordered, that tell Sita to come out of palki and she should, on foot she should come. All were astonished. Why he has ordered? She is now queen. But Ram told that, no. All has fought and given their life and soul for fighting. So she is like mother and she should come on foot, giving darshan to all. When she came on foot nearer to Ram, Ram told, do you know, I have not fought for you. I am not a strange coming.
Lusty man.
Lusty man. I have fought for my prestige. Anyone tell that Ram was not so bold and not strong that he could not save her wife. So I killed Raman with her all sons and nephews and all others. So this was the question of prestige. So I gained my prestige. Now you can go anywhere you like. I don't want you. Because you have lived in Ravan's home, I don't know what is your career. It is lost or it is. So you may go anywhere you like. Sita told, that why you have not sent this sandesh to me before? Sandesh,
message,
you know?
Message.
Message to me. I have given my life. I was thinking that when we will meet, you will give me honor and take me like your wife. But now you are telling to go. Where should I go? I will not go, but I will give up my life in fire. Oh, Lakshman, make a chita for me. Chita means?
Fire.
And burn it. When flame will come, I will jump in the fire and I'll give my life. Ram was silent that Lakshman made a chita for her. He collected so many
wood, sticks,
lakdi, wood, and make fire, give power. and when it was burning, Sita jumped. If I have not touched any man in my heart, never in life, then, O Agni Mata, Mother Agni, or Father Agni, you should become as snow. At once, fire became like a snow. And Agni Devata came out, Agni Goddess came, taking Sita in his hands and gave it to
Rama.
Oh, she is pure, I know. I am everywhere in this world. There is no place where I am not. So when Ram took it in Ashok Vatika, I was there. I am everywhere in heart, here, here. Without me, anything cannot be there. So I was there. At once, Paman Dev came. Paman Dev means the goddess of air. Every goddess came. And Dasarath Maharaj came. Oh, she is pure, I know. So I am ordering you to take Sita as your wife. Then Sita came and he came to Ayodhya. No? Why he did so? Because when before marriage, Ramchandra has cut, Lakshman has cut the nose of Surpanakha, and he thought that a war will come. So he told Sita, you should go in